Now here is Neil with some special news stories.
We start with two stories that are likely to be of particular interest to our listeners, followed by some humorous news from the animal world. A cat who said, "Get me out of here," and a tale of foul play. Elaine starts with guide dog news.
Guide dog volunteers in Norwich are set to celebrate 45 years of service. Norwich and District Guide Dog fundraisers are marking the milestone through a celebration event named Making Every Cuppa Count for Guide Dogs. During this two-hour event on April the 13th, attendees can meet both human and canine volunteers. Supporters can look forward to tea, cake, quizzes and a tombola at the Octagon St Peter Mancroft Church with an opportunity to purchase guide dog merchandise. The Sheriff of Norwich, Dr Jan Sheldon, will be in attendance at the event too. The funds raised from this celebration will be used to support people living with sight loss. Norwich Guide Dog Volunteer Fundraising Coordinator Linda Hunt said, "The icing on the cake would be to raise awareness of guide dogs, but also reach the milestone of £1.5 million raised since the group began and achieve it in this memorable anniversary year. It will be quite a challenge."
Jivers and Lindy Hoppers sprung into step, raising more than £1,000 for young individuals in Norfolk suffering sight loss. Almost 100 dancers flocked to Renningham Village Hall for a charity tea dance coordinated by Swingy Mabob. Proceeds from ticket sales, partnered with additional donations from attendees, went to Vision Norfolk's Children, Young People and Families programme. Guest of honour was 7-year-old Rhiannon Kay from Alpington, who has been part of the Vision Norfolk programme all of her life.
A miserable moggy was left stuck under the floorboards of a home for 2 days after sneaking past workers carrying out bathroom repairs. Mr Wood, 47, said, "One of the bathrooms was so badly fitted when I moved in that it was leaking sewerage, so in mid-December workers came and started taking up all the boards. I was ill the day they came around, so I asked if they would take into consideration my 3 cats, which are all housebound. And when I woke up, I realised La wasn't around. I thought she had escaped while the workers were here, so I went around the estate looking for her, but nothing. When I was back at the house later, I heard a scratching sound from upstairs, and soon realised she was stuck between the middle of the floorboards. Panicking, I called Persimmon, who said it couldn't get anyone out until the next day. So I got a mallet and screwdriver to smash through the floor." A Persimmon, Holmes Anglia spokeswoman, said, "We would like to reiterate our apology to Mr. Wood for the distress caused to him and his pet during this incident."
A village's much-loved flock of peafowl has all but disappeared, and some locals suspect foul play. More than a dozen of the birds had roosted in trees surrounding the church at East Winch for more than a decade. The feral flock is believed to have been founded by an escapee from nearby farm and steadily grown. While some villagers adopted the birds and fed them when they visited their gardens, others complained about their noise and territorial males attacking their cars. Now the churchyard has fallen silent, while just one of them remains. Robert Baldwin, a retired floor layer in his 60s, now looks after the last surviving bird, which he has christened Charles, with his wife Elaine. "We think some people have been taking them," he said. "You don't have 14 or 15 peacocks and peahens and then Jaff just one. It's bang out of order. People used to complain about the noise." Police said they had received no reports regarding the birds, but local councillors have expressed their concerns.